B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Let's begin with this story. I meant to get to this last week. I didn't have an opportunity to, but I'm glad I didn't because they found the culprit. Police in Flagler County, Florida, or Flagler.
That's where I saw my grandmother topless.
It was.
Flagler.
Wow.
That's where they had the home.
Well,
so that's special importance for
me. It's just about right, Steve, because he recently got a call about people finding Easter eggs in their mailboxes that were filled with porn. And also fish-shaped crackers, so I'm sure they're little goldfish.
Oh, that's nice.
And April Cestoni, who is 42 years old, apparently delivered about 400 of the eggs over the course of last week.
I got a goldfish. I got porn.
Police say she told them that she distributed the eggs because she wanted to educate people on the need for churches and pastors to give money to the less fortunate.
Of course.
How could we not see this?
The message was as clear as day.
She's being charged with violating Florida's statewide stay-at-home order, as well as at least 11 counts of distributing obscene material.
But what if it's done with good intentions?
They should consider that. All right, so the next several stories are from the police blotter of Battle Creek, Michigan.
Which is where Kellogg's came from.
They had a few calls that were a little bit out of the ordinary. So
I want to hear them.
This might even be the whole bizarre file other than first story. We'll see how long they go. So according to police records, both a husband and a wife in the Battle Creek area called 911 after a woman said that she threw away a man's cheesecake. Worried that it could be infected with COVID-19, by the way. The man told her that it was a gift from a friend.
COVID-19!
It was a gift from a friend and was angry that she threw it away. As the woman reached for her purse, the man said that he was worried that she was looking for her gun. They wrestled over the bag, ending when the man hit the woman in the head, she told police. Now, both parties called 911, the man reportedly going to his bedroom to get an unloaded gun. He said the woman hit him in the head when he came out of the room. The man then walked outside where a county sheriff's deputy arrested him on domestic violence charges of being a felon in possession of a weapon. A warrant for domestic violence will be sought for his wife. Now, another story in Battle Creek. Police arrested a woman and sought a warrant for another after they reportedly stole $700 worth of crab legs from the Herrick's Family Market.
$700 worth of crab legs, huh?
Yeah, but it gets even better. Police records said a store employee called police and told them the woman placed bags of crab legs in a shopping cart before placing one of her kids on top of the bags. They then pushed the cart out to the store and took off. Now, police used surveillance footage to identify one of the women. When they were home, a man told them that she wasn't there. Someone stopped by while officers were there, saying that they came there to buy some crab legs.
I'm here to buy some crab legs?
Officers told her to leave. They then found the car used during the theft, as well as the second woman involved.
Oh, I must have gotten the house wrong.
She admitted to stealing the crab legs, saying that the women intended to sell the legs and turn a profit. She told police she needed money and couldn't find a job due to COVID-19.
COVID-19! Big black market for crab's legs.
Police took the woman to jail. So that's what was happening. They were stealing them and selling black market crab legs.
Out of their house.
Here's another story out of Battle Creek. A man called police and said that he had been assaulted after another man came to his home wearing a thong over his face as a makeshift mask.
Was it somebody new?
So this is supposed to be for the quarantine.
Sure.
Wearing the mask.
He's just trying to make the precaution. He puts a thong on over his face.
The caller reportedly taunted the man.
You're stupid.
Telling him the thongs looked like those lying around his house. The caller said the underwear-clad man returned to his home later that night, hitting him in his head, wrestling him to the ground and kicking him in the ribs.
Because he had made fun of his thong mask?
I guess so. It appeared to be an argument over a relationship rather than a random act of violence. Police were seeking a warrant for the alleged assaulter.
Making fun of my thong mask.
And then another story out of Battle Creek. Apparently, and this ties in with the quarantine, a mother called the department asking them to arrest her daughter because she took a walk outside. Apparently, the sheriff said she wanted us to literally pick up her daughter and take her to jail and charge her. just because she felt like she couldn't be out walking.
What are you doing?
And he said, you're able to go out. You're able to get exercise, so there's nothing that we can do about that. So those are just stories in Battle Creek, Michigan that are taking place. Wow.
And that's just a small part of the country. You can imagine what else is going on.
Exactly. All right, how about this? A man brandished a gun and threatened a person playing the Easter Bunny who was waving to motorists from an interstate overpass in Ohio. The 49-year-old man was arrested Wednesday afternoon. He was given a breath alcohol test, but was taken to a medical facility when jail officials refused to book him because of an elevated temperature, leading to concerns that he might be infected with
COVID-19.
And this is the guy in the bunny mask?
No, this is the guy waving the gun.
Oh, okay. Because the guy in the bunny mask would have an elevated body temperature.
And, yeah, from being inside
the mask, yeah.
The man could face charges of aggravated menacing and improper handling of a firearm in a vehicle. Deputies found the suspect and another man sitting inside a camouflage painted pickup truck parked at the edge of a field shortly after receiving a call about the Easter Bunny
threat. I saw the biggest damn rabbit I've ever seen, and we are going to eat for a month. Caution fare for every day.
A 22 caliber handgun and an open...
It's even wearing a vest.
And an open 12-pack of beer were seized as evidence.
Thing's got a goddamn pocket watch.
The deputy said that the man slurred his words and smelled of alcohol.
It's going to be good.
Wow.
COVID-19.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A New Jersey dentist has resurrected his infamous display of female mannequins in sultry skivvies and rabbit ears ahead of Easter Sunday. In a symbolic sign of the times, a man added must-have face masks to the bunny babes amid the pandemic. Dr. Wayne Ganji, I think I reported on this last year, isn't taking any chances with his divisive decor this year, installing caution tape and no trespassing signage around the controversial display on the lawn of his Clifton Dental office. With safety in numbers, the dentist has also doubled the number of figures. Last year, the eye-popping exhibit caused a commotion when a frustrated neighbor destroyed the, quote, disgusting display with garden shears.
It's disgusting.
Ganji claimed the damage cost between $500 and $1,000, rousing him to file a restraining order against the neighbor. While some have condemned the display as sacrilegious, Ganji alleges that the Playboy Bunny-inspired presentation is only a spoof, one that never intended to attack Easter. The dentist also goes all out with outdoor decor at his office for holidays like Halloween, Christmas, and St. Patrick's Day, though vandals have also attempted to damage those displays as well.
He's getting in a lot of trouble for this stuff.
Yeah. Teachers have always extended themselves to the max to help reach their students and help them learn. Now, adding the element of distance learning and not being able to work with their students in the classroom as dedicated educators looking for even more creative ways to make a difference. Ben Wall, a fourth grade teacher, is sacrificing his stomach or at least his taste buds to help his students learn at home. I think this is a great idea. So teachers will sometimes do these challenges to get kids to do like a reading.
Yes. Yeah. Know, yeah,
so
yeah.
Read a number of books, X number of books and so on. Well, he created what he called the smoothie challenge before spring break to encourage children to participate in instruction at home. Students who turned in all of their work for the week could provide an ingredient for his smoothie.
Wow. So that can be just about anything, right?
It's a solid idea. Yeesh. Students got into the challenge. They completed their work, and they were also creative in the ingredients that Wall was to include in his smoothie blend. The items included bananas, popcorn, strawberries, tuna, including the water in the can, wow, Brussels sprouts, cream corn, bread, black beans, mayonnaise, and imitation butter.
There's another teacher that if the students completed all of their assignments, he would be a humiliation cuck.
Oh, that's good of him to do that.
I mean, isn't that wild?
So Wall added milk to this, which, mind you, it has tomato and cream corn and black beans and mayonnaise and all the stuff in it. to help blend the concoction, and he did not enjoy the smoothie, but he recorded drinking it for his students. The worst part, the first video did not work, so he had to do it twice.
I love that. That's great.
He said it was chunky, but not very tasty, but he managed to do that. A St. Paul man is accused of unintentionally killing his mother after authorities say he gave her a dose of heroin to help her sleep after her surgery.
Oh, my God. Here he is. He's trying to take care of his mom, and now the law is coming down on him.
Police responded to a residence after Franklin Martin Nelson called 911 to report an overdose.
You go to your go to bed, and I'm going to warm up your heroin.
Officers arrived to find medics working on Nelson's 56-year-old mother, Sherry Ann Switz, and a syringe on the floor. Two bottles of Narcan were nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson's speech was slurred, and he vomited while telling police that he had given his mother a bump of heroin around 5 a.m. that morning because she was having trouble sleeping after rotator cuff surgery. This is according to the complaint charging Nelson with third-degree murder, by the way. He reportedly said he used a syringe in the basement to shoot up after giving his mother the drugs, and then he fell asleep.
Look, did I make all the right decisions? No.
When he woke up, he said he heard Switz gurgling and called 911 before attempting CPR and giving her two shots of Narcan to try to reverse the overdose. Medics' attempts to resuscitate her for about 30 minutes, and it did not work. Switz was pronounced dead.
So,
wow, just horrible, horrible. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap it up. New Jersey actually, I could do two more because we still got to got to do the word here. New Jersey authorities filed criminal charges against a Florida man who allegedly made a series of calls to local pizza restaurants, placing huge fake orders on behalf of the local police and other first responders, and then using subsequent calls to scream racial epithets. South Brunswick
police... When was this going on?
Recently. South Brunswick police said Sudeep Ketani of Orlando allegedly committed more than a dozen instances of fraud. He was calling pizza joints in New Jersey for some reason. And multiple pizzerias lost thousands of dollars on giant orders placed and then never picked up or paid for.
This is at a time when they can't afford to be screwed around with like this.
At least one restaurant closed after losing substantial money on a fake order.
Come on.
In multiple cases, authorities said Ketani allegedly screened vulgar and racist abuse at Italian employees of the restaurants, wishing the coronavirus on them and telling them to go back to Italy.
If only he could use his vulgar racism to support local businesses.
Police said that they are working with authorities in Florida to find him. He is currently on probation for selling fake tickets to Walt Disney World. He faces theft charges in New Jersey, and police are looking at whether he could face bias and harassment charges as well. So they're going to
sounds like a sweetheart.
Find this guy. All right, one more story, and then we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A woman ordered 76 different types of breakfasts on the first day of post-lockdown Wuhan as she tried to make up for what she had missed during the quarantine. The customer ordered a menu of breakfast for each day of the quarantine, which was 76. The social media footage shows a delivery worker ordering the items at a breakfast restaurant before carrying bags of food on his shoulders. The delivery guy in the restaurant named Fu requested the order at 6:33 a.m. on the first day of unlocked Wuhan, and it took Fu an hour to complete the order as most restaurants still remain closed. He said, "I haven't gotten guazao in more than 2 months," or the customer had said that. "I'm so happy that Wuhan lifted the lockdown." Now, guazao, according to the article, is a local phrase commonly used to describe eating breakfast, as Wuhan is known for its vibrant food culture.
76 separate items?
Yeah. "After this meal, our life will be better and better."
Yeah, you'll be in the toilet for 5 months.
The resident then shared the food with her family and neighbors.
Oh, okay.
So, right. There you go.
All right, that makes sense then. I thought she was ingesting it all herself, which would have been disgraceful.
That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.